Hey, everyone. Welcome to your podcast. Of course, I'm joined by my good co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Morning, Todd. And we should say that this is take two, and we're actually doing this on the day of release on Tuesday.
Yes, it is. You had broken the Gardner rule of podcasting. Always have a backup.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. And just real short on this, that iCloud desktop sharing thing causes more problems than it's worth.
Oh, it drives me crazy across three or four machines. But anyway, we're here. And you know what thing is good about take two of a podcast is that it just proves to the podcasters listening that even seasoned professionals will have challenges once in a while. So it just happens. So sometimes you have to do a show over, a do-over. Yeah. So when you do it, when you do a do-over, they should be a lot better.
In theory.
So anyway, welcome everyone to your podcast. We've got some great topics for you today. We're going to really kind of start off with some news. And Apple at the WWDC made some announcements and did some presentations and came out and suggested that podcasters start upgrading their sites and their feeds, well, specifically their feeds, to be HTTPS versus HTTP. So while it's not currently a requirement, it's not mandatory, they are putting people on notice that they should be thinking about updating to HTTPS. Well, Mike, that works out great for a number of our customers, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much on Blueberry itself, if you're using our old generator system, those are already HTTPS compatible. Any PowerPress site, either the basic or the deluxe, also comes with a free SSL certificate. And for the rest of you, if you want to use podcastmirror.com, those are also SSL compatible. If you're using your own WordPress site, which we'd like to recommend, and your own domain name, you'll have to figure out how to do that on your particular web hosting company. But it's generally not too hard and not too expensive.
Yeah, that matter of fact, I recently updated some of my sites with when I was using, it's just standard WordPress because that's what I run my podcast on. And on my, basically my own infrastructure as well. And there's a great plugin out there that's called Really Simple SSL. You don't need the pro version of that. There's a free version. Just get the free version of Really Simple SSL. That's going to really help once you get the certificate installed on your website to make that transition from HTTP to HTTP. TPS. So it's Really Simple SSL is the name of this plugin to help you make that transition.
Yep. And I also have used one called Force HTTPS on WordPress. I think it's WordPress Force HTTPS. And that one works just about as easy. So I'm familiar with that one. Todd's familiar with the other one. And there's a lot of good stuff out there.
So the main thing is just, work with your hosting provider. They usually provide an interface for your SSL certificate. Sometimes you can buy an SSL certificate right directly from them or your domain provider. It really depends on, where you're hosting at, of course. So anyway, I guess that's enough on that. Let's talk a little bit about the announcement of the 2018 Hall of Fame members. So the class of 2018 has been announced by the folks over there at Podcast Movement. And this is the first year that they have announced someone that basically it's in memoriam. One of the inductees is Reggie Ossie, a.k.a. Combat Jack, who passed away back in December. He is going to be memorialized and entered into the Podcast Hall of Fame during the ceremony in July. Dave Jackson, another well-known name in podcasting, School of Podcasting, is being inducted. Father Roderick, it goes way back. Many of you probably have never heard of him, but he actually works out of, he was largely responsible for the Catholic Church doing podcasting, but he does his own podcast from the Netherlands, and he's been doing that really since the beginning of time. There's some other good luminaries in there too, right, Mike?
Oh yeah, Keith and Clemia, or whatever, I can't pronounce her name ever, Keith, but Keith and the Keith, girl.
Yeah, Keith and the girl.
And
Chimetta. Yeah,
there we go. And let's see, Pamela Gay, Grant. Let's see, these names, you got to mispronounce with authority.
But, well, it's Grant, the guy from The Adventures of Dr. Floyd. Now, I never knew Grant's last name. I always just, you know, I think I've referred to him as Dr. Floyd before, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I know him, but I just never could pronounce his last name. But, and then of course, Scott Johnson.
Film Sack and The Morning Stream. So
he's the guy behind Frog Pants Media. And I think, what is it? Who's he do that morning show with? Drawn a blank. Coverville guy.
So Brian
Ibbett. There we go.
Yeah, Brian Ibbett. Yep. So anyway, there's the list of podcasters that have been inducted to the Podcast Hall of Fame this year. So looking forward to seeing them inducted in the ceremony at Podcast Movement.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to talk just a little bit about IEB and more or less podcast standards. We've seen some conversations going on Facebook that, being in the space for so long, I kind of forget sometimes that people are new and don't fully understand how stats work. And I think it's important that, those of you that are listening to the show are more than likely all hosting here at blueberry.com. There might be a few of you that are not. And you have stats that meet the current IEB podcast measurement standards. And we're actually getting ready to go through an audit near the end of this month where we're going to get certified. So I think that the thing I want to put out here is that we want to make sure that if you see someone talking about stats in public forums like Facebook, that you can help us out, because oftentimes I saw an example of one lady that saw 28 down. She was a brand new podcaster and she saw like 27 or 28 downloads, all from the same, essentially IP. The same IP or the same computer. And she was confused on why she had 28 instead of one. And I directed her back to her host to ask them to explain that, how this is possible, because it's not. And what it really boiled down to is the host needed to fix whatever they've got broken their stats to stop this. Because what happens is the media is served up in chunks and someone through bite serving, and someone that doesn't have a system that understands that could very easily get 28 downloads or a webalizer or something like that. If someone's using that type of a program for stats, they could have highly inflated numbers. So just so you know, everything at Blueberry, everything that we do is IEB compliant, and you're good. And help us get some of these podcasters to question their stats when they have questions like that, because we want everyone on the same playing field. We want everyone to be playing from the same kind of data. And the only way to do that is for other podcast hosting companies to become compliant. Another topic that has come up, Mike, let's talk about co-host a little bit.
Oh, yes. Definitely. The whole thing is if you're doing a podcast with a co-host, such as Todd and I are doing here, Todd and I have an agreement that this is a company show, so if I leave, it belongs to the company. But a lot of podcasters don't do that. They'll go out, they'll just start a show with their buddy, and then later on they get in a fight or the band breaks up, as Todd said on another show. It's a question, who owns the show? And a lot of times that'll end up in court. We have one right now that it was a employee-employer relationship, but they did not establish who owns the show. And it's very important that you do that, because if the employee is no longer employed, Does the company own the show? Do they own the show? How's that work? And go ahead.
Especially if the employee brought the show or started the show within the company, and then the employee is terminated, and the accounts in the employee's name, leaks can turn ugly very, very, very quickly. So this agreement, even if it's written, you don't have to necessarily have a lawyer involved, although that's always the most wise thing to do. But even if you have a written agreement that you have both agreed to and signed that lays this out, where the ownership lays, I think it's going to save you a lot of headache down the road. If you don't have that, you need to have that discussion before you end up in a court battle. And fighting for the rights to your show, because you may not win if you don't have an agreement in place, and a lot of hard work could go down the drain. So just have that agreement in place, please. Talk with your co-host and make sure that you have this adult conversation about the division of property if you decide to break up. And it's just like. When folks go through divorces, there's usually pretty cut rules in every state on what happens. But there's always a little flex depending on if the husband and wife have pre-agreed to something. But that may, that's the case in podcasting too. You almost have to have that prenup in podcasting.
Right. It could just be an email chain. Hey, I own the show. You're my co-host, or, however that works. And, yeah, and just get an agreement.
Yep. So everyone knows where they stand. Yep. So that's an important part. Also, because of this massive growth, I think it's steady growth, but everyone's saying we're having massive growth right now. We've seen a re-influx of folks that are providing their opinions.
Yes.
There's a lot of opinions being given out. But as a show host, you yourself have to decide what's best for your show. And it's really, really critical here that you need to understand what your goals are as a podcaster and how you want to produce and portray your show. And I think it's very, very critical that we help give podcasters a little stick and rudder, a little stick and guidance, help when it comes to when they're starting the show and some ideas, but I see stuff all over the board all the time. And some of it's kind of scary out there. And Mike did a good job of breaking down the podcasters into three types. And we sometimes think all of them are the same and they're not. You want to talk a little bit about these three different types of podcasters, Mike?
Yeah. And, these aren't set in stone, but, in my experience in podcasting, there's three types of podcasters. There's the hobbyist, and that's the people that might not care a whole lot about, branding and marketing and all that. They're just, they throw a mic in the middle of the table amongst their buddies and have a conversation. Or, they're just doing it for therapy or for fun, but they're hobbyists. They're not in it to make any money. They're not in it to get famous. They're just in it because they have a microphone. They want to say something. The semi-pro or advanced hobbyist, and that's where I think most podcasters fall, is, someone that's serious about it, but is not trying to make a living from it necessarily. Maybe they're just real passionate about whatever their subject is, and want to stay up on it, but they got a day job and whatever. And then there's the pro podcasters, and a few people fall into that where they are trying to make money from it, or it's something to do with their business, whether they're doing they're promoting their own business, they're promoting a business they work for, or a university, something like that. And I call those the pros. And the thing is when Todd and I talk on this show and other shows out there that talk about podcasting, they assume everybody's in that top level or at least the higher part of the middle level because people aren't all the same. So, it may be fine, if someone doesn't want their own domain name. You know, it might be fine for their hobby podcast, or, you know, they want to get onto some of these other systems. But then again, you know, if you are a hobby podcaster, then all of a sudden it takes off on you and you want to become a pro podcaster. Well, if you start out right the first time, you're not going to have that problem. So, you know, you're not going to have the problem of, well, you know, I had my feed over at FeedBurner and I had this over here and that over there. You know, everything's branded and ready to go when you advance your hobby up to the next level. So,
and that's one of the, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, and that's just what, you know, what I was kind of getting at here when I wrote this up. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, and I think that it, you know, we're always, you know, I'll never stop promoting that you need your own website and your own brand.
Exactly.
But we also realize that when we put PowerPress sites together, that there's this category of podcasters that aren't quite there yet. And we're going to be making some changes even to our Blueberry publishing system to understand that there's a level of podcasters that they just want to get together. They want to do a show. They want to put it out. They don't care really if anyone listens too much. And they're not really worried about building a brand. But we've got really this ability to get them from point A to really point D or A to Z if they determine that, you know, I need to step this up. This has become more than a hobby. I'm now a semi-pro and then semi-pro to professional. We've seen that happen many, many times in the podcasting space. Priorities change, people change, ideas change, wants change. But if you're have been given bad advice and you're on a platform that gives you or locks you in and you have to abandon the current system you're on without hope of moving your content creators or your, because of the terms of service on the service provider you're working with, they own your content. That's troubling. So help us help podcasters make wise decisions in the choices that they make when they start their show. We have such a huge influx of people right now that I could spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on all the social media spaces and giving advice. But then I would turn into this grumpy old man that was giving trying to giving these, you know, all this commentary.
Get, so, get off my lawn.
Yeah. So I need your help so that we can spread and evangelize this way of doing, of having the ability to progress and grow your podcast. You know, if you're on our site and you're using yourshow.blueberry.net, that's fine right now. At least though, you're starting to build an infrastructure that has the ability to simply add yourshow.com to it to be complete the branding build out and be able to have that. And again, it's movable. You can take and go to a different service with that. But we've designed it so you can grow up with us. And a lot of services don't. You get what you get, and there's really no way to. Once you're in, you're in. You're locked in.
Yeah, you can't really advance to the next level without a lot of hassle or losing any of your subscribers and all that stuff.
Yeah, something came up just the other day. Someone moved to a different hosting provider, not us, from SoundCloud, and they didn't get any advice. They killed their SoundCloud account before they had a redirect in place, and they lost a significant portion of their listenership because they just cut them off at the knees. They didn't take any advice on moving or use the provided instructions that even that provider provides on migrating a show. So you have to be careful what you're doing out there and ask for advice if you're going to move your show around by the incoming hosting provider. They should be able to give you the instructions on how to not lose audience members.
We'll give you advice. Just reach out to us.
Yeah, call us and get Rick's an email. But this guy lost his audience because he was fed up with a platform and moved, but he didn't have to lose a portion of his audience. So I felt bad for him, but it was just like, sorry. And he didn't have a place to send. People were going to his SoundCloud page to find his show. He had no base of operations. And he moved to this other provider. So they'll just find me over here. And I'm like, how? How will they find you? You know? So yeah, that's therein lies the issue. Anyway, enough of me preaching here to the choir. Mike, let's move on to support. Hey, what happens when I ask to have my account deleted at Blueberry?
Pretty simple. It gets deleted. And when I mean it's deleted, it's deleted. And see, the problem is we get a lot of people that will, you know, say, well, I need to change something. And they'll request to delete the account to start over. Well, the problem with that is our system holds on to some of that stuff. And, you know, you can't just come back with the exact same thing or a slightly changed thing and have it happen automatically. So we end up having to get involved. So instead of deleting your account, if you need to change something, we can change just about everything to do with your account. Or we can help you how to do it or get it done for you, you know. But rather than delete the account and then 2 days later email back and say, I can't log in, which I get a lot, just let us know. Hey, you know, I need to change X, Y, or Z. And, you know, when you do delete the account, when you want to delete the account, then that's fine. Let us know. But I guess my point is that changing something, deleting an account at Blueberry and starting over is not the best way to do it.
Yeah. So don't delete your account.
Yeah. I mean, and even if you're moving, so, you know, if you're at Blueberry, you know, hosting at Blueberry and you want to move to Libsyn or Spreaker or whatever, you don't need to delete your account. You delete the subscription to the hosting. And then you change your feed address and your listing to your new feed address, and you can still be listed in Blueberry.
Yeah, so, piece of cake.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Spotify. First and foremost, there's a little bit of misinformation out there. The Spotify global halt is a global halt for all podcast hosting providers. And they're having all kinds of issues right now. They're not updating show listings. It's really a mess, and we're getting lots of tickets. Please, 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 please reach out to Spotify support. We are not Spotify support. We help you get your podcast on Spotify because we're a partner. And once that happens, it's all automated. It's just like anything else. They pull the RSS feed. They update your listings. And we have no control whatsoever of them doing that or how often they do that. And so please feel free to scream and shout on Twitter at Spotify. They have an actual Spotify support Twitter account. You can do that. You can reach out on their website. But there's nothing we can do currently. We would have thought, based on their timeline, that they would be starting up again soon. But it looks like it might be another week to 10 days. So just be patient. It's nothing we can do. It's out of our control.
Right. And just know that, Spotify is new at this and, they bit off a little more than they could chew and now they're reconfiguring everything and it's just going to take them a little time.
Yeah. So Mike, let's talk about keyword stuffing.
Yeah. I had a ticket the other day. And it was a gal that said that, she's trying to put her title in and it cuts her title off. And I looked at the title she wanted to use and it was about 280 characters. And it was, stuffed like you wouldn't believe with keywords. This was the main title of her show. Not an episode, nothing like that. And it's, the thing is with that, well, think of all the popular shows, you know. And tell me how long their titles are. Not very darn long. So having, the title of the show, then a vertical bar, and then every single possible keyword that you might want to get found on in the title, it's not going to be a very popular title. And, there is a mechanical limit to how much is going to be shown in any of the apps. So, keep it reasonable, I don't know. Keyword stuffing, used to be a thing, and it's just not. And Apple's going to start cracking down on that, just like they did with the author tag.
Well, they have. They've cracked down. If you're keyword stuffing, you can expect to have your show delisted.
Yeah, and you don't want to get delisted from Apple. That's a big bad thing.
No. So keyword stuffing in titles and author tags is absolutely not allowed. They will bring the hammer. They've already said they would. They've warned podcasters on this. Don't do it. Okay. Yeah. Final topic today: email addresses.
Yeah, and this is just an annoyance for us in support here at Blueberry, and I'm sure every other podcast company or every other company that does business on the internet. But when you sign up for an account, two things: make sure you didn't typo your email. Just make sure that the email address before you hit submit is one that actually works and one that you actually look at. Because so many times people get, no spam at .yahoo.this, and all this. And then you never look at the email. Well, we need an email that you actually look at. But make sure when you sign up that it's right. Because we get a lot of tickets where, I never got my confirmation email. And, sometimes it's caught in their spam filter, but more often than not, they typoed their email. Of course we can figure out what you did actually type, we can fix it. But, it'd just be better if you checked it, right when you did it.
Yeah. So anyway, this is going to wrap us up for take two of this edition of your podcast. So I hope you enjoyed it. I think it was about the same. I don't think we varied too much from the last show, did we?
No, and I think we did pretty good. And the time was almost exact, except for the little explanation about this being take two.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll see you in about a month, Todd. I guess you're taking off on vacation.
Yes, I am. So your podcast at blueberry.com is a place to reach us. And I'm going to be out to, you're fine with the team members to do the next show. So I come back on the 27th, but everyone have a great, keep podcasting and send your questions in. We're looking forward to hear from you. Mike, thanks for jumping in here, and everyone take care. This is your team at Your Podcast.